KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall overnight up until 7 a.m. today. Our forecast is calling for a slight chance of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms this morning. Otherwise, skies should become partly cloudy and we'll have a high near 90 with winds out of the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Firefighters from Oneida and several other area departments responded to a machine shed fire late last night, south of Oneida. The Cass County Communications Center dispatched Oneida Fire to 61424 765th Street just after 10 p.m. According to the Oneida Fire Chief Eric Stephenson, the structure was fully engulfed in flames when they arrived. Mutual aid was immediately requested from fire departments in Cumberland, Messina, Wyota, Bridgewater, and Fontenelle, some of those which brought their tanker trucks. The blaze was quickly knocked down, and the last units had left the scene around 12:15 a.m. today, but they returned a little while later after a brief storm knocked down a wall of the shed, causing the fire to reignite. Machinery inside the shed, including tractors, a vehicle, a side-by-side, along with some building material, were all lost to the flames. A nearby vehicle sustained damage from the heat. The cause of the fire was not immediately known. One person was flown by helicopter from the scene of a motorcycle accident Thursday morning in Mills County. The Sheriff's Office reports the Mills County Communications Center received a 911 call at around 10:25 a.m. about the accident on 215th Street south of Glenwood. Law enforcement arriving on the scene called for LifeNet helicopter prior to the arrival of Glenwood Rescue due to the nature of the accident victim's critical injuries. Glenwood Fire and Rescue arrived on the scene thereafter and attended to the victim until LifeNet arrived. The motorcycle rider was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Their name was not immediately released. An initial investigation by the Mills County Sheriff's Office determined the accident was caused by an animal on the roadway, but the accident remained under investigation. Assisting the Mills County Sheriff's Office at the crash scene was the Iowa State Patrol and the aforementioned Glenwood Fire and Rescue and LifeNet helicopter. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 21-year-old Tyler Baucom of Red Oak was arrested Thursday. He was taken into custody on a violation of protective order warrant. Baucom was being held on $2,000 cash bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The Adair County Engineer's Office reports that beginning Wednesday, August 11th, and lasting until Friday, October 15th, weather permitting, a portion of 310th Street or County Road G61 and Adair Cass Avenue will be closed to traffic for a box culvert and grading project. The project is about 0.4 miles in length along 310th Street, including 1,200 feet east and west of the Adair Cass Avenue. And Adair Cass Avenue will then be closed 600 feet south of 310th Street while the repairs are and installation is underway. You can see a map of the affected area in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Updated national maps now show there are two areas of extreme drought in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
The state climatologist says the areas in northwest and east central Iowa have missed out on widespread heavier rains. According to the National Drought Mitigation Center, which produces the maps, conditions deteriorated significantly in several patches in Iowa and Minnesota over the past week. Most of these areas have had up to 6 inches less than normal rainfall during the past 60 days and up to 8.5 inches short of normal since early May. I'm O.K. Henderson.
All of Butler and Franklin counties are now classified as being in extreme drought, along with the adjacent areas in Grundy, Hardin, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, Bremer, and Blackhawk, Marshall, Wright, and Chickasaw counties. In northwest Iowa, the extreme drought zone includes Dickinson, Emmett, Kossuth, Palo Alto, and Clay counties. And while forecasters say Iowa's high temperatures will be back in the 80s and 90s for the next several summer days, it's hard to think about the foul, frigid winter that is ahead of us, but we all know it's coming. Peter Geiger, editor of the Farmer's Almanac, says the 2022 edition will be out next week, and its winter weather outlook for Iowa and the Midwest isn't pretty.
It's going to be colder than normal. In terms of the snowfall, we talk about a foot of snow January 8th to the 11th. We talk about a big blizzard the 20th, 23rd. I think your average is, you know, in Iowa, somewhere in the 30-inch range. And so I think you certainly will get that.
It's said if you don't like the weather in Iowa, just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. And Geiger predicts there will be a lot of back and forth.
I think you're going to have a fairly rough winter. We're also saying that it's going to be a bit of a flip-flop. So what's going to happen, as we see it, is that you're going to get a lot of snow, and it's going to be mild, then you're going to get really cold, then it's going to be mild.
The Farmer's Almanac forecast is detailed, and Geiger said some dedicated readers plan their calendars around it. He said numb is the word as far as bone-chilling predictions in the looming winter.
We talk about a real big storm December 1st to the 4th, real blast of Arctic frigidity with temperatures minus 20 around Christmas. Then we talk about a mild beginning of January, heavy snow middle of January, big storm at the end of January. And then this is where the flip-flop is. In February, it's going to be cold, but we don't talk about a lot of storms. And then March, we talk about a big storm March 4th and the 7th that will hit you, and then a late-season storm on April 24th to 27th.
That late-season storm may be just rain and not snow, he said. While some meteorologists on TV may not be comfortable predicting the weather farther out than several days, Geiger said the Farmer's Almanac has been working on forecasts up to 24 months out, and they've been doing so for more than 200 years.
There was a mathematical formula devised by our first editor, David Young, back in the 1800s, because farmers needed to know about the weather. We apply sunspot activity, planet positions, the effect the moon has on the Earth, and that allows us to do our weather 2 years in advance. Some weather people poo-poo it, but last year when Texas had the cold spell, that was in the almanac.
The 2022 edition of the Farmer's Almanac includes specifics about the many predictions it got right for the past year. Geiger admits they don't hit every single storm on every single date, but says if you give them a few days of leeway, it's remarkably reliable. Founded in 1818 and still based in Lewiston, Maine, the Farmer's Almanac contains weather predictions for the entire four seasons of 2022, as well as all sorts of information on gardening, cooking, home remedies, folklore, managing your household, living in harmony with nature, and more. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.